Welcome to episode 3 of Startup Bizcast. It's June 2007. I'm Steve Mullen. Startup Bizcast features small business advice and education from small business owners and other experts. The podcast's home is www.startupbizcast.com. In this episode, we'll talk about continuing education. Most small business owners at one time or another probably wish they could go back to school to learn better management practices or accounting, or perhaps take a class related to their industry. However, the idea of going back to school can be rather overwhelming. One solution is to look into the offerings at one of the more than 1,200 community colleges in the U.S. The vast majority of them offer programs designed specifically for entrepreneurs, and 8 out of 10 community college students balance their education with a fuller part-time job. Joining me for this discussion is Teresa Bryan. She's Vice President of Workforce Development for Tidewater Community College, part of Virginia's community college system. Teresa, thanks for joining us.
Oh, nice to be here this morning, Steve.
Teresa, what's the age breakdown of students at the average community college? I imagine it's different than most four-year universities.
Normally, community colleges talk about the average age of their students. And at my community college, our average age is about 28, and it ranges throughout the country from maybe 25 or 26 up to 30s, the low 30s. And we actually have two kinds of students. The students that come straight out of high school as 18-year-olds, many of them are in transfer programs. They're going to do their first 2 years at a community college and then go on to a university. The other group are high school students that are coming to do specific technical programs. Those could be associate degrees or certificate programs. At the other end of that spectrum are the adult students who come back either to take a specific course or to retrain for a new career. And so we serve everyone from the very young traditional student to people who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, even retirees looking for a new career.
Generally speaking, how can a small business owner benefit by continuing his or her education?
I think there are benefits on a number of levels. We often have small business owners come and take a specific course to gain a specific skill they need to do their business, a course like accounting or marketing. There's a great need to keep up with technology because that's changing so quickly. And the benefit of a community college is you can come in and take just one course if that's what you need. And in most community colleges, you can take that as a credit course over, in our case, a 16-week semester, or we offer many of those programs as non-credit courses that will be in a compressed time frame, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, coming a couple of nights a week. Additionally, they are often offered at more convenient times, not during the regular workday, maybe weekends or evenings, which in some cases are more convenient for small business owners. In addition to that, we offer courses that are specifically for small businesses. And an example of that at Tidewater Community College, the Ford assembly plant in Norfolk just recently closed, and they announced the closing about a year ago. And many of those employees were interested in starting small businesses when they left Ford's employ, especially those that maybe had been doing a small startup on the side and they were really interested in now making that their full-time job and focus. And so we developed with our local Small Business Development Center a series of courses for small business owners that really explored everything from starting a business plan to tax laws to help these individuals first decide if that's really what they wanted to do by going through all the different issues that they would have to consider in starting a business, and if in fact they did want to go forward with that, to provide resources for them both in the training and the classes and ongoing resources.
Now, to your knowledge, are classes like those found at community colleges elsewhere in the country?
Oh, yes. I think that would be very typical. I would think almost every community college would offer the standalone courses I was talking about, like accounting and marketing. And many community colleges, both in Virginia and in other states, partner with their small business development centers. In some cases, they are actually on the college campus and connected with the workforce development unit But even when they aren't, there's a working relationship in the community because they have common clients with needs that they can both serve.
Now, what about time issues? I know, you know, I own two small businesses myself. I don't have a whole lot of time for continuing education. How does that fit in with a small business owner's lack of time? I know you mentioned different time classes.
Right. The workforce development or continuing education classes are usually offered in a shorter time frame, not a semester-long commitment, which is long for someone to commit 16 weeks. They're very focused on specific skills that are needed. For instance, the small business series I was talking about was 10 Tuesdays. It was a 10-week course, and it met one night a week on Tuesday night from, I think, 7 to 9:30 or something like that. So often, the community college will design those courses to be specific and short and focused so that the small business owner is not away from their job an undue amount of time.
What's the benefit of using a state community college versus an online educational institution?
I think that there's a real place for both kinds of training, but I do think the benefit of using a community college course is that you have a live instructor that you meet and talk to and can communicate with on an ongoing basis. Once your class is over, in our case, our instructors are all from the local community and they all live and work here. So if 6 months down the road you run into something that you remember, oh, they talked about that in class, but I need to know more about it, most instructors would be very open to you contacting them and help you go forward from there. So I think that's one of the real benefits of actually taking a class at a college. Now, of course, the benefit of the online classes, and we offer online training through partners also, is that you can do it on your own time. You can do it at home at midnight if that's convenient for you, and it's just very specifically focused on the information that you need.
Okay, some great information there. Teresa Bryant from Tidewater Community College, part of the Virginia Community College System. Teresa, thanks.
You're welcome.
A great place to find more information on continuing education is, of course, the Internet. A great place to start is the American Association of Community Colleges. The AACC website has a lot of general information on school populations, class sizes, and class offerings. One really cool feature on their website is their Community College Finder. It will help you find your own local school. The website can be found at www.aacc.nche.edu. And I'll put a link to that website in the show notes for this episode and on the Startup Bizcast website at startupbizcast.com. If you have feedback for this episode, a question about the podcast, or even a suggested topic for future shows, please contact me. You can email me at info@startupbizcast.com, or even better, leave a voicemail message for me. The number to call is 206-984-0860, and you can find that number, of course, on the Startup Bizcast website. That's a wrap for episode 3 of Startup Bizcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Mullen.